Me.
Yeah.
La 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 la. You all set? Done your vocal exercises?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do the other nasal exercises.
go all in. No, actually, please don't.
Yeah.
I think we'll draw the line there. Thank you very much. I'm sure people would appreciate it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Welcome to another Fireside Chat. Today we're going to be speaking about mystical things to some degree and intangible aspects. So, Linda, what was on your mind? We started talking earlier about things and including in the conversation.
Yeah, well, I was just watching something on YouTube and they were talking about soul healing and soul fragmentation, which they're saying would be caused when people go through tremendous trauma. And then what they're suggesting is that when you go through the severe trauma, that part of your soul disconnects. And what happens, I have no idea, but then they were saying that you need to heal it by reconnecting that part. So that was something I was finding interesting and curious.
Yeah, there's a lot of different techniques and a lot of methods and ways to heal, go through certain healing in my experience. And I'm not convinced that it can happen, to be honest. I think it's really a matter of this is my experience, just speaking from my experience, my understanding, my teachings I've had, where is the soul? What's it look like? You know, like it's, if it was a physical thing or if it was in this realm, so to speak, you know, you'd be a carrier, but we'd be on a backpack or something, you know? Like it's something's intangible. How can that split in two? I'm not saying that it can't be split in two, but who's to say? You know, like my understanding of the soul, and I feel it's, you know, the general consensus is it's a higher aspect of yourself in a way. And, we've all heard that, you know, soul contract, you know, that's why we're here. Well, we are here. And so there's obviously some form of agreement on some level. There's something going on for us to be here. So when you look deeply, obviously, a body is held together by something. You know, it's not contained by this skin because it's all energy moving anyway, and the skin doesn't really, it holds things together to some degree. But obviously when the soul aspect, and we've seen, or many of us have seen aspects of the being or the soul or the life force leaving a body, and then the body starts decaying. So this is absolutely profound, the fact that what actually holds, what's the life force, what's the spiritual aspect holding the body together? Well, maybe that's the agreement with the soul, you know, and the soul gives potentially the character and certain aspects for the being, for the person that's connected to the soul in itself, which is absolutely profound. The fact that it's intangible. So I've never seen a soul broken in two. I've never seen a soul fragmented. I don't know anyone that has, and not to say it can't happen, but I've never seen it. So I feel potentially the healing in this area, not saying it's not effective, it may well be effective, and I can potentially see ways it could be effective, where part of the issue with healing oneself is identification with suffering, identification with certain aspects. So it's hard to let go, hard to differentiate yourself or get enough space for healing to occur. I just feel how this could work, and not to say, you know, this is not the be-all and end-all, but if there's a part of yourself that you can, you know, as I say, you can't see the forest for the trees, if you can pull yourself far enough away and get a sense of yourself, then there could be a way healing can take place because you're not identifying so much with any hurt or pain. The way I see things, and, you know, what I've said before, sell your soul to the devil in a sense. But to do something so full on or to, you know, make an agreement with something dark and something evil to succeed, you know. And things have, I believe, these things happen in the world where there are agreements and you can basically sell yourself to, for you can sell out everyone else for fame or fortune or whatever. My understanding is, if you're going to sell something divine or make an agreement or disconnect from something absolutely divine within, because ultimately the soul and the, these aspects of yourself is profound, profoundly spiritual and divine. And it has value beyond this aspect of oneself. The reason why he has value beyond anything tangible that we could imagine. I just feel if we made an agreement to do something like that on some level, you're childlike in the sense that you have no real idea of yourself. And so it'd be like a two-year-old that doesn't have a lot of awareness that's selling something that it has no right to sell and that doesn't really, that can't really comprehend. So I really feel that differentiating with the soul and the human aspect and the connection, the pathway through to the divine aspect is heart. And I feel that if you have a broken heart, you can feel like on a deep, deep, deep level, you know, you can be fractured. And you know, whether it's heart, whether it's soul, whatever it is, whichever one assists you to be in a space where you can allow healing to take place is good enough, in my view. So someone, this is a huge, a very deep aspect to talk about, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how the people have died briefly and that they have similar but different experiences. And they may see beings they recognize and or certain other spirits or souls or whatever it is. And my understanding is that everyone is able to see or recognize certain spiritual aspects based on their experience and understanding and what triggers a response within them. So life and beings, in my view, can take on different forms depending on what's necessary, what's needed. Mm. So something may appear to me doesn't mean that this is exactly how things are. And even with the healing I do, I'll see certain things, and that's my understanding of what's taking place or the heaviness or certain things within the body. It's perceived through a way that I can understand, so certain healing aspects can take place. Someone else may go in and see something a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Based on their experience and their understandings of things. So back on the soul aspect, is a soul male or female? I believe it's whole. It's the whole point in what I believe is that we have to embrace the feminine and masculine aspects within self. Mm-hmm. I believe, and I don't know for sure, but I believe it makes sense to me that the soul is androgynistic. So either male or female or both, in a sense, because it's the energies, mm-hmm. the balance of the universe is made up of what could be called feminine and masculine energies.
Yep. Yep.
So either way, it's the same in my books. Like seeking spirituality for me, I don't feel focusing on the body too much. So it's good to be fit, good to be healthy, and good to enjoy this life. That's what it's, you know, we're here, we might as well enjoy ourselves while we're here. But whether you're male or female, I think it's really irrelevant. That's just, that might be something shocking to hear these days, but if we're balanced and make up of both, what's it matter?
Yep.
So enjoy ourselves, dress how we want, do what we want. You know, there's plenty of people that may not agree with me. They don't need to. And whether they feel I look more feminine, more masculine, or how I sound, how I am, that means nothing to me. Because it's my journey, it's with myself. So, yep. if my soul aspect is both or neither, and I like to embrace the feminine and masculine aspects anyway. Other people's perspectives is irrelevant, and I just think a lot of people focus too much on the vehicle, and you know, the vehicle is to be enjoyed, and you know that's part of the journey. But the deeper you go within, I think ultimately it's about becoming less attached to the physical, because ultimately the journey, in my experience, is to seek the spiritual meaning experience other potential realms. And so I don't think necessarily splitting the soul in two, if all these things, not saying it can't work, but if you're drawn to that, then there's something in it for you and you can no doubt discover things within. But as I've mentioned, it's identifying with suffering and pain makes it very hard to heal. And if you can take a step back, healing can take place far more easily. I think the concept of you know, trying to heal the soul may help a few people, a number of people. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the healing, the greatest way to heal is to get in touch with your heart, get in touch with the softness, and things start unraveling and opening up for whoever does that. You may get more of a sense of your soul aspect or your heart. But it's easy. Heart and soul to me is basically the same thing in a sense.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, are you separating heart and soul or are they the same thing?
Well, I think the heart is the portal, the gateway. Who's to say? But I feel that the portal to all the other realms and the portal to the way into true peace and meaning and fulfillment is through heart. So that may not be the same.
So it's an aspect of the soul possibly?
Well, I think it's the gateway into the soul.
Okay.
It's like a ghost or certain beings can pass through walls. They're not bound by these laws that we live in a sense. Mm. And the heart aspect is the portal into many places, ultimately. So if they may be one and the same, but they're linked through the same place, in my view, which is the heart is listening to the whisper of the divine, of God, of the universe, which would be in alignment with the soul.
Yeah.
So, and I feel that when you, and it's been my experience that when you go certain places around the world, you discover aspects of yourself, things unlock within. Now, when you're open to possibilities, I've discovered things, aspects of healing, and discovered things by going to different parts of the world and not going there specifically looking for healing or looking for things, but just, you know, I didn't believe in random, but in Holland, I discovered I could heal, actually. I'll tell you a little story. Anyway, when I was in Holland, I had a friend of mine that I really connected with spiritually and, well, became friends over there, this amazing girl. And I did some healing on her and she said, oh, we just connected spiritually. And she was staying at a backpacker's place. I believe it was a ex-insane asylum, basically multi-story. Like, it wasn't huge, but it was big enough. We had a number of levels. And she was staying in a room down below and we just had a nice meal and it's a nice connection. And we did this meditation together. And she said, go and there's a rock outside, go and grab it. I feel it was evil. And I was about probably, I don't know, somewhere around 30, maybe before, around the year 2000, I think it was. And I went and picked up this rock and I'd learned certain meditation practices and some sort of mantra type things and invocations and that sort of thing. So I was doing some of these practices and unraveling things within myself. So I was really seeking. And I just went and picked up this stone that she said, go and grab it. And I picked up and I felt, she said, it feels evil. And I picked it up. Like, I guess a lot of people go, no, I'm not touching it. But I went, I was sort of curious and okay. And it felt really dark. I don't know what had happened to it, but it just had a really bad energy. And as I held onto this stone, my heart started opening and I wasn't trying to do anything. I just held it. And I felt this unconditional love pour through me and through my heart and down my arm and it started transforming this rock. Mm. And people want to say, oh, that's bullshit. This is my experience.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, wow. So I discovered that I could do some things. And this is without trying. Like when I discovered healing, I wasn't trying to heal. It just sort of happened when I first discovered it.
Yeah.
And then I discovered that around negativity, I could transform some of these aspects. And it's through heart, through unconditional love, in a sense, loving. And from then on, I discovered, you know, I could remove some curses and I'd sort of dealt, worked with people that felt like they had some hexes put on them and I felt strong in this area. Yeah, the teachings that I had when I was in India, like there's many concepts of soul, of this, of that, but like who's to say? Who knows? I've never seen a soul myself with my own eyes. Mm. I don't know where it is. No, I don't know. Like it's, I assume we have one. The idea that we have one is sounds profound. Everyone seems to talk about it, but I know we have heart, and as you get touched more and more in touch with heart, you have access to more and more, and that feels to me like the one aspect. And you know, you can get a sense of purpose, you can get a sense of many things which the soul may contain.
Mm.
And it's nice to think that, you know, we have a soul contract. That's why we're here. But the heart is the link, and I think that's the key.
So would you say that instead of a possible fragmentation of pieces falling away, it is possibly more like you're building up a wall around your heart so you can't access it in survival mode when you're going through trauma. So, you know, when you're going through trauma just to get through it, you shut that heart off a little bit possibly to get through it so you're not – I don't know why you would do it, really, but no, I guess it's just a survival mode.
Yeah, that makes sense. In a sense, you feel like we've all had our hearts broken at times,
mm.
and in the sense that, you know, you feel brokenhearted, you feel lost, like pretty much everyone has. So, and mm. the first thing to do when you feel that pain is to put up a wall,
yeah,
to protect us. So it makes sense to actually do that, but fragmented heart. Description of feeling, the fragment is like it's you have access to some, not others, and it's like mm. you know, all in a sense.
Yeah.
And as long as there's some sense of doubt within, you're not going to feel whole. And then because there's a mixed emotions around certain circumstances or experiences, you may have access in some areas and not in others, and you may, you know, may cross over where you might feel free to some degree, and then you tread on a part, you know, or tap into a part of the heart that hasn't. That's still carrying hurt and pain, and it can feel fragmented. So it's just an analogy. It's not necessary to get lost in the description mm. of what's going on. It may help to offer, you know, get a sense of understanding. But the trap with these things is that you think, oh, there's something wrong. You know, I'm not complete. Yeah. I've got to find. I've got to. You know, it's not my fault. It's because my soul is split in two, or it's
mm.
you know, and who knows? Maybe it's true, but it's not something I've ever seen. So I'd rather deal with aspects that I understand, that I work on, what I intuit and what I feel, and a yeah. lot of the things and concepts that people go off following, in my experience, is potentially a distraction. And not to say it can't lead you into your heart, because it all, mm. as Krishna says, all beings are coming to me from all sides.
Yeah,
we're all into our own hearts anyway. So even if it's a wild goose chase, in a sense. And not to say all this is, but you know, certain pathways probably maybe aren't necessary to some degree. But if you find yourself on a path that, you know, even if you realize that it's not ultimately what you want, or it won't take you all the way there, you've discovered some things about yourself along the way. So, mm. but I'd rather, you know, when I was in India, it's more about, okay, let's, and when I had a guru, it's more about, okay, let's just work with what we do know. Let's just look at the self. Let's look at heart. Let's look at how you feel, rather than all these conceptual ideas that I haven't actually experienced. And it's a way of describing, as I said, experiences or certain feelings. But who's to say? And what I've found is to go deeper into myself, I haven't really focused on what the soul does or where it is or anything like that. And I've just been focusing on more and more on heart. And you know, the Sachin lineage, the now, they've heard about city, you know, supernatural power, superhuman powers. Well, the aspect that appealed to me most with the Sachin lineage was meant to be unconditional love. That's what resonates with me more than anything. That's the place you want to be in. And from yep. that, it's like there's strings to pull, you know when you there's all these loose ends and everyone pulls on a loose end and it's unraveling, and you know, you try mm-hmm. and unravel you see that there's emptiness underlying. But unconditional love, it's just you learn to not be triggered, you learn to deepen your understanding,
mm-hmm.
and even if it's conceptual to start with, unconditional love is the way forward. And with that comes a deeper understanding of self. So
I find it curious, just a little bit on tangent here, but I just find it curious that if our strength is in our heart, then why is human nature the opposite? So when you go through the worst traumas in your life, you tend to go away from that. Yeah, I don't know. It's just interesting to see a natural response in humans is to go away where your real strength is.
Yeah, I don't think necessarily. No, we take that as a human condition, actually. It's not really a natural way. Human condition is conditioning.
Yeah.
I think that's an entrapment. It's probably been designed this way by the powers that be controlling, you know, that are governing in a sense. They're not stupid, even though they do stupid things from what we can see so often.
Mm. Yeah.
It's conditioning. The whole point is to break through conditioning and belief that are limiting. And so I don't think it's the human condition, but it's not the natural way, because as you let go, things fall away naturally.
But children do it too, though, but I don't know, maybe they've been conditioned even at a young age without even realizing it. But
they're sponges. They don't even have to speak to them ultimately. They'd mirror your way anyway. I believe there's been tests where certain things are carried hereditary. There's certain things that are hereditary anyway, where certain heart conditions or certain things within families. I believe that the DNA, every molecule, every part of the DNA carries memory, like the essence of everything is in the DNA.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how one of your cells does one particular thing, and when then that gets replaced in another cell, it does exactly the same thing ultimately.
Mm.
The memory, it's profound, the connection with spirituality and the divine and the amazing potential within every cell. You know, I'm not a scientist either, but you know, some of the research, some of the conclusions, some of the things that I've looked into to some degree, to varying degrees, is that it's all carried in your DNA anyway. So if actually it's interesting. I wasn't sure if I'd put this in, but I was with my son. Yeah, and this might make me seem crazy still, again.
Again.
But I was sitting at home with my wife at the time, and we're sitting in the lounge room, and I could feel. And this is, it's unusual. So this will give you people insight into some things that I feel. I'll hear a car coming, some butterfly nests take me away. And, so my son was sleeping in the room, and I could feel like energy pouring into him when he was sleeping. He was pretty young. It might have been maybe 2 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tune into the energy of that was going into him. I thought that's sort of karma part of that's linked with me, linked with his mum. It just had the same quality, the same flavour, and it was pouring in him. And went, oh, and I could feel, realising the impact of us, and it's like things were being, it's like he was almost being programmed. It's real weird. Not a lot of people have experienced this. So I went, and it made me more self aware, because I went, I've got to be really, not to say, you know, I went through hell after that period, of course, and as a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Not my ex-wife, bold in saying that either. And, you know, we're all on our own journeys, but I went through suffering of my own making and stuff. And just talk about intangible things. So when you open the possibilities and you're seeking on the journey, things, it's amazing what you'll discover. And it's not to be feared, because I believe you will see things when you're ready, not before.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have so much potential to see and feel things, but they're just afraid of what they may see and feel.
Yeah.
And I feel if you're grounded and you trust and you surrender, but being grounded is the key, then you'll have the ability to be resilient with these things, these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So when my partner and I were in, the mother of my two teenage kids and myself were in India the first time, we hadn't known each other for a long time at all, but we went on a spiritual journey together. And in the hotel, we're staying in a hotel just above the ashram. That we brought, the reason we were there was to be part of the ashram. And this isn't something, a common experience that I had, anything like this. Well, not at that time anyway. And I said to my partner, I said, oh, I can feel both our kids here in the room. I can feel mm-hmm. their spirit. And I said, we're going to have a son first and a daughter second about 18 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't spoken about marriage or anything like that. We hadn't been together that long. But she was very aware. She could feel things very well. But she was very sensitive and she felt it as well. So, you know, you can say certain things aren't real and who's to say, but it's amazing as you open and seek on the path, the things that will come to you. And if you can find meaning in whatever comes to you and whatever you experience, then that's it. That's what it's all about. It's about finding inspirations, getting in touch with heart, using everything you have access to. That's not dark. That's obviously light. I'm not saying practice in any. I don't do any dark arts. I don't do anything like that. I don't do. Mm-hmm. It's all integrity and that sort of thing. You know, wishing harm on no one. I wouldn't sacrifice myself for anyone. I wouldn't sacrifice myself for anyone for any supernatural abilities or anything like that. So everything that I have access to that I may be able to do, heart is the heart's doorway through. That's the key. That's the link. So, and how one person describes one experience or heart or soul, whatever, will vary from one person to the next. And who's to say I'm right and they're wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about being motivated, being connected, finding meaning and purpose, and being open to possibilities without, you know, and rather than thinking this is exactly how it is. Well, if you haven't seen it, experienced it, and felt it with your own eyes, then how do you know? And even if you do experience things and see things and feel things, how do you know then, you know?
Yeah.
Because certain experiences or if you have a vision or understandings that you may have when you're young, that may morph into something else when you're older and you have access to more and you can be shown more.
Mm.
So always evolving and unfolding, and I love that aspect. So I don't get caught up in the soul does this and this does that, and It's all just possibilities, and I focus more on what an experience has to offer than the experience itself. On, you know, this is exactly how things are. I'm going to tell everyone else just how it is as well, and not to say that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but I'd rather assist or encourage others to become softer within themselves. And anywhere there's certain fragmentations within the heart or feelings of that or pain, it's to let go, of and see through. And it's all about connection. Ultimately, if they're saying, someone's saying, you know, you need to repair the soul or we can repair the soul, so all they're saying is let's just work on the connection within. Because any fragmentations or breaking, one thing is for sure, there's a connection problem within self on some level.
Yep.
And back to probably jumping all over the place, but if one so-called sells their soul to the devil.
Sorry for ending it there, but we're trying to keep both halves pretty much even as best we can. So stay tuned to the next one.